From above, the dark tower would look like the center of a blood-filled gunsight. "It's..." Roland began, and then a great, crazed shriek floated to them on the breeze, weirdly undiminished by the distance of miles. "It comes on the beam," Roland thought, "and it's carried by the roses."
"Gunslinger," screamed the Crimson King, "now you die."
There was a whistling sound, thin at first and then growing, cutting through the combined song of the tower and the roses like the keenest blade ever ground on a wheel dusted with diamonds. Patrick stood transfixed, peering dumbly at the tower. He would have been blown out of his boots if not for Roland, whose reflexes were as quick as ever. He pulled the mute boy behind the heaped stone of the pyramid by their joint hands. There were other stones hidden in the high grass of Dock and Jimson. They stumbled over these and went sprawling. Roland felt the corner of one digging painfully into his ribs. The whistle continued to rise, becoming an ear-splitting whine. Roland saw a golden something flash past in the air, one of the sneetches. It struck the cart and it blew up, scattering their gunna every which way. Most of the stuff settled back to the road, cans rattling and bouncing, some of them burst. Then came high, chattering laughter that set Roland's teeth on edge. Beside him, Patrick covered his ears. The lunacy in that laughter was almost unbearable. "Come out," urged that distant, mad, laughing voice. "Come out and play, Roland. Come to me, come to your tower, after all the long years, will you not?" Patrick looked at him, his eyes desperate and frightened. He was holding his drawing pad against his chest like a shield. Roland peered carefully around the edge of the pyramid, and there, on a balcony 2 levels up from the tower's base, he saw exactly what he had seen in Saisere's painting.